I'm a little sorry to preach a serious sermon on a very joyful and happy occasion, but you will understand why I can't help myself. Like pretty much all of you, I guess, my imagination this week has been haunted by the thought of 39 people coming to the end of their lives in a container somewhere crossing the North Sea. It's a heartrending story, and it's been made all the more poignant and heartrending by the pictures in yesterday's papers, or was it Friday, of a bubbly young Vietnamese woman with her life before her, reaching, and the thought of her reaching out in love in her last moments to her family. Whether or not she's one of the 39, clearly she came to, or has come to, a very similar end in very similar circumstances. How are we to make any kind of connection between that tragedy and the biblical text that's put in front of us this morning? Jesus reading that passage from Isaiah in the synagogue, "I'm sent to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to let the oppressed go free." What's our responsibility in the face of that tragedy? What does it require of us? These are questions that, frankly, I cannot answer, but I've been wrestling with them in the course of the week, and I share one or two poor threads of connection that have been in my mind this week. It occurs to me first that the reaction, our shared common reaction in this country to this tragedy, is a deeply hopeful one, because we seem to have recovered our humanity. We seem able to think with pity of people that we are so often encouraged to think of as somehow the enemy, the threat to us, the people who will come and take away all that is ours if we let too many of them in. Just for a moment, that kind of discourse has been suspended in favour of something that is much more purely good and humane. And one thing we might resolve to do is to struggle to keep that sense of humanity, of simple pity, now that we've rediscovered it together. Let's nurture it. Let's recognize it as something that's very necessary and precious for us to have. But beyond maintaining our sense of pity, are there other things that we can do, practical things that we can do? Well, I can think of a few very small things that we can do. We can keep our eyes open for signs of trafficking round and about. If you go and take your car to have it car washed, you might just check out the footwear of the people who are washing your car. Because if it's in a very poor state, if their dress is clearly unsuitable to the job that they're doing, and they look pretty miserable and ill-equipped, they might well have been trafficked. That's one of the favoured occupations that traffickers traffic people into. And if you do have your suspicions there or in a nail bar or in other places, the Church of England actually has an app where you can report instances, suspected instances of modern slavery, and then the reports get passed on discreetly to the police, who can follow up. Because it's around us, whether it's smuggling or whether it's trafficking, whether it's smuggling in order to be forced into labour, whatever form the migration takes, it's around us all the time. I was coming back from a wedding in Scotland not that many years ago, and I stopped to stay with friends in Edinburgh and went into St. Giles' Cathedral, and there was a display about modern slavery. Pictures of places that had been, you know, discovered by the police to be places where people were exploited. And I was extremely surprised to see a picture of a building that I clearly recognised as being in this parish. So it goes on, whether we notice it or not. We can notice a bit more. That's one thing we can do. Another practical thing that we can do is to support the kinds of charities that try to alleviate the suffering in the developing world that creates the push. As you know, there are push factors and there are pull factors. Their pull factors are about the reports, often very exaggerated, of what life is like here and how the streets are paved with gold. But they're also the push factors, the desperately difficult conditions that people are trying to get away from so that they can make a life for themselves and, they hope, for their families and for their children, in exactly the same way that we would probably want to make better lives for the ones that we love if we were in circumstances as difficult as they are.